desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Bless the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
One thing I ask the people of God, face.
Your face, O God, will I seek.
Hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation.
Hard for us to get a hold of. What does that mean?
don't talk about kingdoms a lot, but what we think it means is that Jesus was saying that God is near, that God is here, wherever we are, and that God wants to be close to us. God wants us to have that feeling of being close together, here, near. And then, after saying that and telling people that that might mean a little bit of a change in their lives, which is what repentance is, changing, turning around, doing something different, then Jesus invited people to follow him. And what we try to do in church throughout the year is to figure out what that looks like for us. What does it look like for us here in Davis, here at St. Martin's, to follow Jesus? And we do it primarily by caring for people, by caring for one another, maybe by caring for the earth, by caring for people that we don't know. People, it can be young people, it can be old people, anybody who is in need in some way, which really at one time or another is all of us. Those are the people who are closest to the heart of Jesus. And for sure we know that Jesus cares intensely for people who are hungry. So that is one of our many ministries here at St. Martin's. We talk and do a lot about hunger in our community. So one of the things I wanted to really raise up to our attention today is this basket. It is a simple basket like you might find in many of our homes. But what is special about it is that it's out there every day, but especially on Sundays when most of you are here. We have this basket here and we collect food in it. So anybody who is trying to figure out, how can I follow Jesus? What can I do? This is a really simple way to get started on that. Bring a can of food, or if you get to Costco, bring a huge thing of cans of food. I'm not going to try to lift up for you right now, but bring a can of food when you come on Sunday. That's so easy. It's something we all can do. And we were talking about this one day and thinking about this sign, which we've had up for a long time. It's getting a little worn, and it says, every person, every week, one item of food. And to think about what an impact that would have. Everybody in here, sometimes we have 120, 150 people on a Sunday. If you all just brought one can of food, if I remembered always to bring one can of food, we'd have this thing overflowing, right? And just in case you haven't noticed it, we put it in the e-blast, we put it usually in the announcement sheet, and we explain that there are four and a half places where our food goes that we bring in. These are organizations that we've been connected to for a long time, and each Sunday of the month we rotate through these organizations. So it's Dixon Family Services, it's STAKE, which is the Short-Term Emergency Aid Committee that is housed, part of their work is housed here on campus. It's the pantry at UC Davis, and it's the CA house. And why I say four and a half is on the Sunday that we have the CA house, that's one of the places where students can live on campus, and because of the number of students that are food insecure, they also provide help with people, students who need help, assistance getting food. In addition to CA House on that Sunday, if you bring in toiletries, we send them off to the Belfry, another longtime ministry partner of ours. The Belfry is the Episcopal Lutheran Campus Ministry, and they have a toiletries pantry, and so a food pantry. So we have these different organizations, some on campus, some for students, some for other members of our community, and we give to them every week. But in looking at this, this sign, it was looking a little old. It was looking a little tired. And I started thinking about what we might want to do to perk up this sign. And I thought, you know, we need to we need to give the Son a name. And so today, I am announcing that this is going to, from henceforth, be the Jerry Hulbert Food Collection. I think that's showing our love, guys, and I'm really, really grateful for it.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and he came through the human. For our sake, he was crucified in the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray to the God who revealed his Son to the world by the meeting of a star, that we might be led to a clearer vision of God's presence at all times and in all places.
We give you thanks for our baptism and for those who brought us to faith, who inspired us by word and example. We pray for preachers, prophets, and for all who reveal your presence. Jesus, light of the world,
give us your light and your peace.
We pray that the rulers of this world may serve your kingdom, and that the resources and gifts you have given us through creation may be used for the relief of those in need, and to your praise in the world. Jesus, light of the world,
give us your light and your peace.
We pray for all who live and work in Davis and all of Yolo County, for a sharing of talents and awareness of needs, especially those who are unhoused. We remember all who have been driven out of their homes by poverty, war, or climate change. Jesus, light of the world,
give us your light and your peace.
We thank you for the gifts you have given us, and we seek to use them rightly. May our homes be havens of hospitality and peace. We ask for the grace to make our parish a place where all are welcomed as Christ. Jesus, light of the world,
give us your light and your peace.
We pray for all who have died, that they may even now see you in the fullness of your glory. We ask you to give hope and strength to all who mourn and to bring a new light into their darkness. Jesus, light of the world,
give us your light and your peace.
O Lord our God, you call us in the depths of our being. Open our ears to your call. Open our hearts to your love. Open our minds to your purpose, that we may know you and give ourselves fully in your service. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. Thank you.
grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Yesterday, and Bartolome and Taylor has a birthday tomorrow.
birthday, grandson's birthday, yes.
Devin's adoption was not my son's birthday.
Oh!
Thank you.
You give us your love, even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace. And you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy One,
you give us the bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen.
Christ, be a bright flame before you, a guiding star above you, a kindly shepherd behind you, and a supporting strength beneath you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit